to all my people in here who, I'm going back over this, you think you're good enough. You are equating your righteousness with Christ based on what you do in the church. The Bible says in Isaiah, all of our righteousness is as filthy rag. Now let me go ahead and I want to make sure you get your theology right there. Because I want to paint the picture, because the person, the man or woman that would try to do something good enough to be right with God, let me tell you what Jesus would say, P.U., you stink. When the Bible says all of our righteousness is as a filthy rag, it's talking about a woman's menstrual cloth. God said, I want to hit you so hard to make you realize there is nothing you can do on your own to be right with me. Because your righteousness is as a filthy rag. See, y'all not with me now. You can't be scared to preach the Bible. God said, I got some people, you got to let them know they cannot come to me on their own. That's why I sent the gospel. Question to my intelligent church people. If you can't swim and you're drowning in the pool, question, can you save yourself? Well, the Bible said all have sinned. We was drowning in sin, and we needed someone righteous without sin to be able to rescue us. And just like you couldn't save yourself if you can't swim and you're drowning, you can't save yourself from drowning in sin. That's why you need the gospel. That's why I needed the gospel. And that's why not only I needed the gospel, I'm ready to gossip the gospel. Last but not least, Paul says, I'm ready to preach. Preaching the gospel. I'm not ashamed. Perspective of the gospel. It is the gospel of Christ, the person of the gospel. Unto the power, unto salvation. That's the purpose of the gospel. And last but not least, who can participate in the gospel? He said to the Jew first. That don't mean we got to go out there. No, the covenant came to the Jews first. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received them not. And Paul even went to the Jews first, and after they rejected what he said, now I'm going to the Gentile. Amen. I'm in the book, y'all. Who are the participants, or who can be the participants? Say everybody.
Everybody.
Say everybody.
Everybody.
I end by saying this because I want to talk to somebody up in here who may feel like you've done so bad that Jesus won't save you. He says this in verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to who? For who?
Everybody.
For who?
Everybody.
Who what?
Everybody.
Who believes? For the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel is for everyone. Maybe you have had an abortion and guilt has just beat you down. Or maybe you've gotten into some type of illicit sexual affair. Maybe you stole something and you have just really, you're your worst enemy. And you're now to a point in your life, you're saying, I want to be saved, but I've done so bad. The only way you are not saved if you don't believe in what Jesus did. Listen, for the people that come in, you're looking at one who was a whoremonger, a drunkard, a liar, fornicator. Listen. And guess what? God had more mercy than I had mess. But when I heard the gospel in 1996, and I was told that Jesus died that I can live, I said, I want that. The Bible says, Romans 10 and 13, for whosoever shall what? Call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you a whosoever? Anytime you see whosoever, you can put your name in there. Amen? Matthew 11 says, come unto me what? All ye that labor and of a heavy laden, and what? I shall give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and of a, you burned down, you shackled in sin. He said, the only way you can be loose, you got to come unto me. I done did all the legwork. I done went to Calvary. I done been buried. I rose. I did all the legwork for you to. You could participate in the gospel. There's a story about a woman, college student, speeding through the city. She got pulled over. And as she got pulled over,